it was like an amazing opportunity. And I'd never lived anywhere else besides New York. And my mother, so you ask about my mother, really was a sage. I said, oh, what if I hate it and it's across the country and I don't know anybody? And she said, then you'll move back. So I moved out there when during the Summer Olympics, 84. Everything was really, really, really good except for I was being sexually harassed by my boss, who was a very smart Brit, very a genius at what he did, with a lovely wife and a lovely son. And he was, can I swear? Am I allowed to
Go
swear?
ahead.
Fucking everybody. I
Wow.
mean, clients, secretaries, his boss's secretary, other consultants.
This was an open secret or not even secret?
You know, back then, there wasn't the environment that there is now. I think of back then, if I had called Gloria Allred, who was just starting to do this kind of stuff there, I could have retired and, you know, been done. But I was a scared 20-something year old who wanted to keep working. I had no family. I didn't know what kind of rights I had. And so I put up with it and put up with it until there was a crisis and it became unbearable. Because what happened is once I turned him down, citing like that he was married and had a kid and was a pig, then he started, the repercussions started. He started criticizing my performance. He wanted me to leave then. Either that or sleep with him, I guess. You know, one of the two would have worked. And I told both, not my boss, because he was my boss, but a consultant in the Los Angeles office. And at that time, I had started dating Donald, my ex. He was a pretty high-level consultant in the company. No one knew that we were dating. He happened to be at my house and he heard, I got him on the, you know, he picked up the phone and he heard some of the diatribe. So, they transferred me out of the international department and into a domestic consulting situation, which was interesting. No one punished him.
That was going to be my next
No,
question. Nothing.
zero repercussions. I mean, I remember the HR, head of HR for the company, who was a woman. She was like, you know, we love you and we care about you and we just want to get you away from him. And this is the naivete part where I think if it were my 57-year-old self rather than my probably 27-year-old self, I would have been like, fuck that. You know, how about a lawsuit? But he was bringing in, I remember somebody said to me, $7 or $8 million a year for the firm. So I was dispensable, you know, so they kept him.
And so he was calling you.